Okay, we're to the second part, the first reading and the psalm. The reading is Deuteronomy 26, 4 to 10. Many of you, when you did your Old Testament courses, heard about this, I hope, this confession of faith. It was isolated in a particular way and studied by Gerhard von Rad, one of the great German commentators. This text recalls God's saving work and makes an offering. And it's all going on. It's recording the work, you see, the wandering in the desert. And that is a preparation, as it always is, for the gospel, which is, as it always is in the first Sunday of Lent, the temptation in the desert. So this text, you see, it says, bring your offerings, and then the priest shall take the basket from your hands and set it in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall declare in the presence of the Lord your God, my father was a wandering Aramean who went down to Egypt with a small household and lived there as a resident alien. These are all ger, you know, the technical word. But there he became a nation great, strong, and numerous. When the Egyptians maltreated and oppressed us, imposing harsh servitude upon us, we cried to the Lord, the God of our ancestors, and the Lord heard our cry and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, with terrifying power, with signs and wonders, and brought us to this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now therefore I have brought the first fruits of the products of the soil which you, Lord, have given me. And then you shall set them before the Lord your God and bow down before the Lord your God. This is the harvest festival. And so, acknowledging that all comes from God, they bring these offerings and they acknowledge, my father was a wandering Aramean, wandering around in the desert all over the place. And then, you see, when we wound up in Egypt, because, remember, Jacob had to go down to Egypt, they maltreated and oppressed us. And we cried to the Lord and he got out of us and gave us our own land. And now from that very land, I give you the fruit. And I acknowledge that it's all your work. It goes deeper than that, doesn't it? In the psalm it says, our earth has yielded its fruit. That earth is the womb of Mary. And that fruit is the incarnate word of God. He springs from this earth because of the blessing, the overshadowing that comes from above. And so, this text helps us to be grateful. It would be a very good idea when you go home to write out your own confession of faith. I was a jerk. I couldn't even hold a job. Or I was doing very well, but I was so proud I was unbearable. Whatever you were, until God touched my heart. Or I had parents who from the beginning showed me the kindness of the face of the Father, and I fell in love with him. And though I sinned, I've always come back because I know who he is. In other words, if we are speaking this or listening to this, it's the pure mercy of God. We didn't do this. And so, as we begin in this cycle C of Lent, you see, we take this credo, this act of faith that's prescribed here in Deuteronomy 26 as the... It's a gratitude for the harvest. But the harvest comes from the land. And the land has been given to us by God. That's what the Jews are saying. God brought us in. We pushed everybody else out because God gave us the strength. And we live here. We're supposed to take care of everybody else as well. And when we sin, when we don't. But this land belongs to us. And this, do you realize that every time we receive the Eucharist, we're receiving the fruit of Israel? Where did Jesus' body come from? Conceived in Mary, nurtured by the food she ate from this land. And so, that's the question, you see. The next temptation, when we get to the Gospel, is the temptation. And the first one is, make these stones into bread. Feed yourself. He says, no. I'm fed by the word of my Father, and so is everybody who believes. This first text, which was beautifully chosen to thread, show light, because what would our Lord's heart be filled with? Gratitude. Gratitude. Now, he has been 40 days without food. It's possible. I saw people in Israel do this myself, even though they were working in a shop. Not eat 40 days. And they did it. Which shows you that, we don't really need 3 squares a day. We need 1 square a month. But anyway, the point is that this is prescribing the act of gratitude by which we offer back to God all he's given to us. This would be the Sunday to get the family together and be grateful. We have Thursday and Thanksgiving, which Lincoln instituted in gratitude, being a biblically influenced man. In a way, you see, though the Gospel is going to take us in a very different direction, this text is meant to recall the wandering in the desert and the fact that God took care of them. For 40 years, the tradition has it, as the Bible expresses it, God took care of them despite their sin. They refused to go in. He said, okay, you're going to wander for 40 years and then you go in. He didn't say, you're never going to go in. But they had to wander because they wouldn't listen to Joshua and Caleb, who said, we can take the land. And they said, no, they're too big, they're too strong, they're too tough, they're too whatever. And they refused to trust God. Isn't that our problem sometimes? We don't trust God. We know what he's asking and we don't want to do it. So we come up with all kinds of excuses. This gesture, you bring this basket and you give it to the priest and he turns around and he offers it to God. You see, and then you shall declare, you see, that my father was a wandering Aramean. He was wandering around. You see, he was living there. Jacob was living in what is now Israel, but he was a ger. He was a resident alien. He wasn't. The land didn't belong to him. It did in the sense that it was given to Abraham, but he hadn't claimed it yet. And so he was a wandering Aramean, and that probably goes all the way back. The wandering Aramean is Abraham. And God called him. Lech Lecha, go. Pure choice. Well, what was God's motive? Ask him. It's hidden in the infinite depths of his choice and his plan. And so, as we begin Lent, which is supposed to be our time of living like Jesus, in some kind of discomfort for 40 days. The church has never said you can eat nothing or just bread and water. In fact, nowadays the fast is the menu of our fast is better than most of the people in the world have to live on. Most people couldn't get the food we get to have 2 in the morning and 8 at night or whatever the fast is. They don't get 2 in the morning or 8 at night. And they're not getting ready for Easter. They're just trying to make a living. So we have this gift. Liturgy is grounded in gratitude. How do I know that? What's the word for the liturgy? Eucharist. Eucharistia. Gratitude. Thankfulness. And so this act of faith is also not just a statement of facts. It's a protestation. I know what God has done for me. That's why I say, it would be nice if on this Sunday, we were all to sit down and write out our own confession of gratitude and faith. What has God done for me? Just write it out. And in the family, why don't you share it? What has God done for us? So that we begin Lent, you see, with this sense of gratitude and in union with Jesus. Now the psalm that's taken for this day is very interesting. See, it's Psalm 91, the first 2 verses, and then 10 to 15. This is a psalm that starts off, Yoshev v'seter elyon v'tzel shaddai yecholenu. How does that translate it there? I forgot to give myself a translation. He who dwells in the shelter of the Elyon, in the shadow of El Shaddai, says to the Lord, you see, my refuge. Oh, you know what? I have a translation right here. And my fortress. You see, my God, I trust in him. And that's that word batach, which we've talked about before. Batach. It means rely on. There's the last line of Psalm 84 says, Adonai Asherei HaAdam Boteach Bak. Blessed is the man who's trusting in you. This psalm is picking up. Jesus had to trust. 40 days in the desert with nothing. No lion ate him. He had no food. The angels came and ministered to him. You know, and he was protected by them. But there he was in the desert, alone with the Father, getting ready for the spiritual combat, which will begin as soon as we get to the gospel. And there we will see Jesus begin to bind the strong man and plunder his goods and take the world back for the Father. Already, by healing the mind, by giving truth, healing the body, by getting rid of sickness, letting people know who God is. And so that's what this psalm is saying, you see. My refuge and fortress, my God, in Eftach Bo, I trust Batach in him. No evil shall befall you, and no affliction come near your tent. His angels has given command, he has given command about you to his angels, that they guard you in all your ways. And that's why the gospel says, and the angels ministered to him. It's God promised it in this psalm. And so that is the story of our Lord in the desert, and it sets the scene for the temptation that we'll hear about in a moment.